Hi, it's Abigail. Before we begin today's episode, I'd just like to give a quick shout out to a couple of people. Ira at IraRose_OVO on Instagram and Jules at Kytor on Tumblr, both of whom drew absolutely gorgeous fan art for the show. Like, for real, this is some god tier level stuff. I'd also like to give a shout out to Alexandria at Fishbowl-Souls on Tumblr, who wrote a super freaking cool poem for the show and also, I'm pretty sure, takes like the cake for having the coolest username ever. Thank you guys so much. I am absolutely enamored. Anyways, if this whole biz sounds interesting to you and you too would like a shout out on the next episode of Back Again, feel free to leave us a review on iTunes with the hashtag BackAgainPodcastFam or tag any of our social media pages with fanart, fanfic, or whatever creative outlet floats your boat. I love you all so much and hope you're having an amazing day because it's October, it's spooky season, so that's pretty cool. Anyways, on to the episode. Back Again, Episode 5. A Feast, a Festival. I look back at my battle clothes at least 4 times a day. Once, as I get up to see if my other dreams have manifested, or if the armor was a dream thing, finally faded. The second is right before I leave for school, because mundanities and functions seem so much less entertaining than putting those clothes back on and laying on my floor and remembering. The third is upon my arrival home. A check to make sure that nothing has happened to them, to make sure the mediocrity of school hasn't killed this maybe dream in my head. And the fourth, if there's no extras scattered in, because I'm a creature of nostalgia and a weak sense of will, is before I go to bed. Because what if this is the night? What if tonight I fall asleep and wake up and find myself back in Rhizea, ready to greet my friends, ready to reap the bounty of the world I tried so hard to change? I never put them back on, though. The bracers and shirt and pants and boots. It feels, God, wrong somehow, like if I do, the last of the magic will leave them. And then, there's also the part of me that wonders that if I do, if that would bring me back. If I went to sleep in my Rhizean clothes, if it would be the spark I was missing that's necessary to bring me home. But I'm a coward. So I don't. Because the one thing less terrifying than a dangerous little hope is finding out that it meant nothing at all. Because what if it means nothing? What if I truly am stuck here forever? What if there was never another place I got lost in after all? See, because I swallowed my fear and sent a picture of the clothes to my friend, a question attached. Do you remember these? Because I had to know if I was losing my mind, years worth of memories carved into my brain and nothing but an outfit to prove they ever existed. And her response? Oh, so you finally got around to distressing your rogue cosplay? But I don't. I've checked every camera roll. I always take pictures of my sewing projects as they come along, and there's nothing. The bracers are leather and engraved metal, lily of the valley and peonies and girls casting out magic and wearing crooked crowns made in the same style of the sword I'd bore. I wouldn't even know how to make something like that. I wouldn't even know how to begin. And as I insisted this upon her, she seemed to think I was a bit silly for asking at all, especially when the only explanation I could give for where they'd come from without sending my heart into a nervous stutter was an, I don't know. So, did I dream the whole thing?
I remember it. I swear. Clear as day. Do you know how in dreams everything is slightly off? Your glasses can't stay on your nose, no matter how many times you push them up. You spend a whole dream insisting you know a monologue, a dance, an event, but when it comes time for you to recite it, you can't even remember what it was any more than a first line, a first move. It seems vivid and real in your dreams, an impossibility meant to occur, but when you wake up, it fades into disillusionment, and there's only a second or two where you keep believing in whatever it was you dreamt. You rack your brain for proof that it did exist, does exist, but you can't find anything and let it slip away. When you're awake, you know it was a dream 3 breaths after you've woken up. This isn't the same. The more I rack my brain, the clearer it all becomes, and I know it can't be a dream. And yet, doubt comes in cases like this. Maybe I am crazy. Isn't that something your brain never wants to acknowledge? I can't focus on school. I feel so much older than everyone sitting around me, crammed into a desk where I don't belong. Do I care what the hell President William Fillmore did? Tell me something about him. Go on. Do it. You can't. You can't. For all the title president gave him, he's a footnote in history. You memorize his name and move on. I don't want everything I've seen to be like that. I don't want Kalia and Leander and even God's forsaken Cassius Rex to be a footnote in my life. I don't want them to become a dream I've stopped believing in. So, I suppose I should keep telling you. This someone, what I'm feeling. And I'll hope it proves me right or wrong, some way or another.
Back Again is written and produced by me, Abigail Eliza. If you'd like to hear more about the show, visit us on Twitter, Instagram, or Tumblr at Back Again Podcast, or on TikTok at Abigail Eliza Writes. Our outro music is Nightingales by Pierce Murphy from the album To Japan, and is licensed under an attribution license. The song was retrieved from freemusicarchive.org. Visit the description of this episode for full copyright information and a link to the page. Sound effect attribution, similarly, can be found in the episode description. If you've made it this far, thanks for sticking around. You are important in this world and have a role that no one else can fill. You are loved. I hope you have a wonderful day.